Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar and today Maseches Chulin Daf Ayin Tes, the fifth parak Osov Espano. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan and Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yehuda says Hanoladim Min HaSus, mules which are born from a female horse, although the father is a donkey and their crossbreeds, may be mated with each other. However, a mule born to a female donkey is forbidden to a mule born to a female horse because they're different species. Shmuel says this is only Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who holds Ein Choshishin Lezera'av. We're not necessarily concerned with the father's seed. But the Chachamim say Kol Minei Predos Achas Hein. All types of mules are one species and permitted to each other. This is Hananya's opinion, who said that Osov as Beno also applies to the male parent because he considers it the father's offspring as well. Since he holds Choshishim Lezera of a mule born to a female horse and a male donkey, and one born to a female donkey and a male horse, are both considered hybrids of both and are permitted to each other. The Gemara eventually concludes that Rebbe Yehuda himself is uncertain if Choshishim Lezera of. Accordingly, he agrees to prohibit pre-ima'im, the product of a crossbreed with a species of its mother. Point number two, in a braisa, the Tanakhama says that Osov es Beno applies to a koi, which is a crossbreed of a goat and deer, but Rav Eliezer says it does not. On this stuff, Rav Chisda ultimately explains that the Malchokus pertains to a female koi born from a male goat and a female deer, and one shechted that koi and its own offspring. The Rabbanan hold Choshishin Lezera of, so the koi is considered part seh, and seh v'fil mixa seh. The term seh in the prohibition of Osov es Beno includes even a part seh, such as this koi. Eliezer holds Ein Choshishin Lezera of, so this koi is fully considered a deer. A mission prohibits shechting a koi on Yantiv, since it's unclear if a koi is a chaya and requires kisui dam, covering the blood of shechita. If one did shecht it, we may not cover its blood on Yantiv, which violates certain rabbinic prohibitions. The Gemara proves that the mission refers to a koi born from a male deer and a female goat, and follows the rabbanim who are uncertain if choshishin lezera av or not. Therefore, it's a suffix if this koi is part deer, requiring kisui dam, or fully a goat, and exempt. And point number three, having proven that the Rabbanan are uncertain if Choshishin Lezera of, the Gemara infers that Rabbi Eliezer, who argues, must be certain that Ein Choshishin Lezera of. This is challenged from a braisa in which the Rabbanan say that both Kalaim and Akoi are subject to the obligation to give the Zerua L'chaim and Keva, the foreleg, the jaws, and fourth stomach to a Kohen, which is written about a shor and seh. Rabbi Eliezer says Akoi is exempt from these matanas. The Gemara explains that the Braisa is discussing a koi born to a male deer and a female goat. According to the Rabbanan who are uncertain if we are Choshishin Lezera of, it's unknown if this koi is fully a goat and completely liable for matanos, or a half deer and only half is liable for matanos. Since this is a monetary question, the burden of proof is on the kohen and the owner is only required to give him half the matanos, and this is what the Rabbanan mean when they said that the koi is liable. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who is uncertain that Ein Choshishin Lezera of, it is fully a goat and should be liable matanos. Therefore, the Gemara on the next off explains their Malchokas differently in all the previous cases. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Yehuda says, Hanoladim Min HaSus, mules, which are born from a female horse, although the father is a donkey and they are crossbreeds, may be mated with each other. However, a mule born to a female donkey is forbidden to a mule born to a female horse because they're different species. Shmuel says this is only Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who holds Ein Choshishin Lezera of. We're not necessarily concerned with the father's seed. But the Chachamim say Kol Minei Predos Achas Hein. All types of mules are one species and permitted to each other. This is Hananya's opinion, who said that Osov es Beno also applies to the male parent because he considers it the father's offspring as well. Since he holds Choshishin Lezera of, a mule born to a female horse and a male donkey, and one born to a female donkey and a male horse, are both considered hybrids of both and are permitted to each other. The Gemara eventually concludes that Rabbi Yehuda himself is uncertain if Choshishin Lezera of. Accordingly, he agrees to prohibit pre-ima'im, the product of a crossbreed with a species of its mother. Point number two, in a braisa, the Tanakhama says that Osov es Beno applies to a koi, which is a crossbreed of a goat and deer, but Rabbi Eliezer says it does not. On this stuff, Rav Chisda ultimately explains that the Malchokus pertains to a female koi born from a male goat and a female deer, and one shechted that koi and its own offspring. The Rabbanan hold Choshishin Lezera of, so the koi is considered part seh, and seh v'fil mixa seh. The term seh in the prohibition of Osov es Beno includes even a part seh, such as this koi. Eliezer holds Ein Choshishin Lezera of, so this koi is fully considered a deer. A mishnah prohibits shechting a koi on yantiv since it's unclear if a koi is a chaya and requires kisui dam, covering the bod of shechita. If one did shecht it, we may not cover its bod on yantiv, which violates certain rabbinic prohibitions. The Gemara proves that the mishnah refers to a koi born from a male deer and a female goat, and follows the rabban who are uncertain if choshishim lezer ha'av or not. Therefore, it's a safek if this koi is part deer, requiring kisui dam, or fully a goat and exempt. And point number three, having proven that the Rabbanan are uncertain if choshishin lezera av, the Gemara infers that Rabbi Eliezer, who argues, must be certain that ein choshishin lezera av. This is a challenge from a braisa in which the Rabbanan say that both Kalaim and a koi are subject to the obligation to give the zero l'chaim and keva, the foreleg, the jaws, and fourth stomach to a kohen, which is written about a shor and seh. Eliezer says a koi is exempt from these matanos. The Gemara explains that the braisa is discussing a koi born to a male deer and a female goat. According to the Rabban, who are uncertain if we are choshishin lezera av, it's unknown if this koi is fully a goat and completely liable for matanos, or a half deer and only half is liable for matanos. Since this is a monetary question, the burden of proof is on the kohen, and the owner is only required to give him half the matanos. And this is what the Rabban mean when they said that the koi is liable. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who is uncertain that ein choshishin lezera av, it is fully a goat and should be liable matanos. Therefore, the Gemara on the next daf explains her malchukas differently in all the previous cases. All right, so now we go to our siman daf ayin tes, and our standard siman is a sofer because eight is a pen or a quill, so sofer is the siman. So here goes. The sofer who is busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mishadach, because choshishin lezera av, shechted his koi which was part seh, and could not shech the koi's kid on the same day, and gave the kohen half the zrul chaim and keva from his koi, from a male deer and female goat. Once again, slow motion. The sofer, that must be run off. Ayin tes, eight, quill, pen. The sofer who was busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach, because choshishin lezera av, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda says, noladi min asus, mules which are born from a female horse, although the father is a donkey and their crossbreeds, may be mated with each other. However, a mule born to a female donkey is forbidden to a mule born to a female horse because they're different species. Shmuel says, this is only Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who holds ein choshishin lezera av, we're not necessarily concerned with the father's seed. But the Chachamim say, kol minei predos achas hein, all types of mules are one species and permitted to each other. So the sofer was busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mishadach, because choshishin lezera av, shechted his koi which was part seh and could not shecht the koi's kid on the same day, which reminds us in a braisa, the Tanakhama says that osov esbeno applies to a koi, which is a crossbreed of a goat and deer, but Rabbi Eliezer says it does not. On this stuff, Rav Chista ultimately explains that the malchokas pertains to a female koi born from a male goat and female deer, and one shechted that koi and its own offspring. The Rabbanan hold choshishin lezera av, so the koi is considered part seh, and seh vafil mitzah seh. The term seh and the prohibition of osov esbeno includes even a part seh, such as this koi. Eliezer holds ein choshishin lezera av, so this koi is fully considered a deer. So the sofer who is busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach, because choshishin lezera av, shechted his koi which was part seh and could not shecht the koi's kid on the same day, and gave the kohen half the zro l'chaim and keva from his koi, from a male deer and a female goat, which reminds us, according to the Rabban, who are uncertain if we are choshishin lezera av, it's unknown if a koi is fully a goat and completely liable for matanos, or a half deer and only half is liable in matanos. Since this is a monetary question, the burden of proof is on the kohen, and the owner is only required to give him half the matanos. And this is what the Rabban mean when they say that the koi is liable. Eliezer holds differently. So once again, the sofer was busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach, because choshishin lezera av, shechted his koi which was part seh and could not shecht the koi's kid on the same day, and gave the kohen half the zro l'chaim and keva from his koi, from a male deer and female goat. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf ayin hei. So the siman daf ayin hei is an Am Haaretz. So here goes. Trizim might be Am Haaretz, Am Haaretz. That must be on daf ayin hei. Trying to see might, the Amma'arts could not understand how a live animal, even a ben bakua, could be makabal tuma, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas, if a live ben bakua and fish are makabal tuma as food. So try as he might, the Amma'arts could not understand how a live animal, even a ben bakua, could be makabal tuma, and why one would not be able to shech the baby found in a trefa that was shechted, which reminds us, Rabbi Yami says that if one shechs a trefa and finds a 9-month live fetus inside, according to Rabbi Meir, who prohibits a ben pekuah found inside a healthy shechted animal and hold it requires its own shechita. He permits this fetus which was found in a shechted trefa when the offspring is shechted. L'divrei amatir oser, according to the rabban who permit a ben pekuah on the basis of its healthy mother shechita, they prohibit this fetus found inside a shechted trefa even after it itself is shechted, since it's considered already shechted through its mother shechita, which did not permit it in consumption since she was a trefa, it can no longer be shechted itself. So, try as he might, the Amma Arts cannot understand how a live animal, even a ben pekuah, could be makabel tuma, and why one would not be able to shecht a baby found in a trefa that was shechted, especially since he was distracted dreaming of raising generation after generation a ben pekuah to make money saving on shechita costs, which is not even allowed. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about a ben pekuah after it stands on the ground and its own offspring. Abai says that all would permit a ben pekuah which is born kalut, with joined hooves, because kol milsa to tamia, anything astounding is remembered by people. Rav China said the halacha involves Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, and that he would also permit ben beno atzav kol hadoros, the ben pekuah's offspring and its offspring's offspring until the end of generations. Rabbi Yochanan says he would only permit the ben pekuah itself, not its offspring. Rav Ashi says the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon Shazuri.
Daf Ayin Vav. So the siman Daf Ayin Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. The doctors quickly attach an IV. IV? That must be more on Daf Ayin Vav. The doctors quickly attach an IV to the animal brought in whose leg was severed, meaning Arkubala Malo, because it was a treifa, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Behema Shenechtil Ragleh, meaning Arkubala Amata. An animal whose hind legs were severed below the joint is kosher, but if they were severed, meaning Arkubala Malo, from above the joint, it's a treifa. Amraim discuss which of the three leg bones was severed, the cannon, the lower one, the shank, the middle, or the thigh, the upper one. So the doctors quickly attach an IV to the animal brought in, whose leg was severed, meaning Arkubala Malo, because it was a trefa, and did the same for the animal whose Soma Segidin was severed since it was a trefa too, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that Nito at Soma Segidin, if the junction of sinews on the hind leg was removed, it's a trefa. This refers to Makom Shehagidin Somsimbo, the place where the sinews converge, and the Gemara presents numerous opinions as to its precise location. A Memar said it's made up of three strands of sinew, Chad Alime v'Trei Katine, one thick and two thin. So the doctors quickly attached an IV to the animal brought in, whose leg was severed, meaning Arkubala Malo, because it was a trefa, and did the same for the animal whose Soma Segidin was severed since it was a trefa too, but told the animal with the broken leg and bone protruding that he'll be okay because the bone was still covered by meat and skin. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, Nishmar Etzem, if the bone was fractured, Imroba Basar Kayim, if most of the meat remains, the Shechita permits the limb, but if not, the Shechita does not permit the limb, even if the animal is not a trefa. Abraisa elaborates that if the bone was fractured, but Yatzal Achutz, and broke out through the skin, if the skin and meat cover most of it, it's permitted, but if not, it's prohibited. Rabbi Yochanan defined Rubo as Rov Ovio, most of the bone's thickness, but others said it's Rov Hakefo, most of the bone's circumference. Therefore, a papa required a majority of both the thickness and the circumference. Daf Ein Zayin. So the siman Daf Ein Zayin is an aze, a goat, and we use a purple goat for the siman. So here goes. The man who shechted the purple goat, that must be more on Daf Ein Zayin, aze. The man who shechted the purple goat and found a shili inside and intended to eat it because he wasn't squeamish, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shucks an animal and finds a shili, an amniotic sac inside, nefesh yafato chlena, one who's not squeamish may eat it because it's permitted with the animal shechita. The shili does not become tummy with tumas ochem because the shili is not classified as food. It also doesn't become tummy as navela if the animal died without shechita because it's not considered flesh. However, if one intended to eat it, it is tummy with food tuma if it touched something tummy, but it's still not tummy as nevela, since it's not basar. So the man who shechted the purple goat and found a shili inside, and intended to eat it because he wasn't squeamish, waited as his friend checked out a shili that partially stuck out of the womb of another purple goat, to see if it was attached to the fetus inside so he could eat it too, after the goat was shechted, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the shili partially emerged from the womb, the entire shili is prohibited. This unqualified ruling would imply that even if a fetus is found inside the womb and its head never emerged, the shili is still prohibited because we're concerned about a possible second fetus. Moazir says, Lo shana le'al she'ena kashura bovlad. They only taught this where the shili is not attached to the fetus, but if the shili is attached to the fetus inside, we're not concerned for another fetus, and the shili is permitted through the shechita. But Yochanan says the Mishnah's ruling only applies if there was no fetus found at all. But if there was, then even if it was not attached to the shilya, we're not concerned for a second fetus. So the man who shechted the purple goat and found the shilly inside and intended to eat it because he wasn't squeamish, waited as his friend checked his shilya that partially stuck out of the womb of another purple goat to see if it was attached to the fetus inside so he could eat it too. After the goat was shechted, while the animal was under a tree painted red with hanging rocks, which reminds us of Bain Rava say, Kol davar sheish bo refuah ein bo mishum darkei emori. Any practice which has healing value is not forbidden as the ways of the emori, even if they also have such a practice. If it doesn't have a healing value, it's forbidden as darkei emori. The Gemara adds that a brisa permits one whose tree sheds its fruit prematurely to die with red paint and place rocks on its branches. Although burdening it with rocks may be to reduce the tree's strength, there's no therapeutic value in dyeing it red. The Gemara says that the dye is so that people will see it and pray for mercy on its behalf. Daf Ein Ches. So the Siman Daf Ein Ches is a child going, ach. So here goes. The boys who said, ach, 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 that must be around Daf Ein Ches, ach. The boys who said, ach, 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 at chulin and kachim combinations, being shechted, osov es beno, which reminds us, the fifth parak discusses the prohibition of osov es beno, shechting an animal and one of its offspring on the same day. The Mishnah states, osov es beno noheg ben ba'arz ben mechutz la'arz. The prohibition of osov es beno applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, b'fnei habayis v'shelo b'fnei habayis, both when the mikdash exists and when it doesn't exist, b'chun v'mukdashim, and to both unconsecrated animals and consecrated animals. The Mishnah analyzes 12 different combinations of chun and kachim cases. So the boys who said, ach, 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 et chun, and kachin combinations being shechted, osov es beno, and made sure to say ach again even louder by an animal that was kalim, which is not valid for a carbon, which reminds us, osov es beno applies to kalim, even though kalim is not valid as a carbon. So the boys who said, ach, 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 et chun, and kachin combinations being shechted, osov es beno, and made sure to say ach again even louder by an animal that was kalim, which is not valid for a carbon, stopped themselves when the shochet got to the father, because osov es beno only applies to the mother, which reminds us, in a braisa, the Tanna Kamma says, osov es beno noheg b'nekevos. The prohibition of osov es beno applies to females and their offspring, v'eino noheg b'zecharim, but does not apply to males and their offspring, meaning it's permitted to shech the father and its offspring on the same day. Chananya says it applies to both males and females. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we discuss the question whether we follow the majority regarding limbs or not? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss what the din is if the bone of an animal was fractured by yatzel l'chutz and broke out through the skin? That's on daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we mechokes if choshishin lezera av regarding mules? That's on daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you know that osov es beno applies to kalim, even though kalim is not valid as a carbon? That's on daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you know is whether one is completely liable to give the Zerul HaChaim and Cave of a Koi to a Kohen, or he only has to give half of the Matanos? That's on daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you know is if osov es beno also applies to males and their offspring? That's on daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss the status of the milk of a ben pekua? That's on daf Samech Tes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you know that the prohibition of osov es beno applies everywhere to both chuan and kachim? That's on daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if an animal's hind legs were severed, min arkuva lamata or min arkuva lamala? That's on daf Ein Vav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you mechokes about a koi regarding osov es beno? That's on daf Ein Tes. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.